Blessed are your eyes when you see me, for the healing may be worthy to hear and turn accordingly, gospel for the praise of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember us on my soul, the Lord, so with us, and with them, supplications and prayers which offer up unto the God, those holy fallen and sleep upon them. Those who are sick in them for your life, for soul salvation, our soul, the poor soul, the eager soul, and the resurrection of our soul.
Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ, the King of glory, rose from the dead on the third day.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Mark, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our Father David, the Prophet and the King, may his blessings rest upon us all. Amen. I'll send up your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Then he said, to what shall be like in the kingdom of God, or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. And with many such parables he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Jesus Christ, the King of glory, rose from the dead. This is he to whom the due glory with his good Father and the Holy Spirit, both now and forever.
Let us worship the presence of your Father, Lord, and the name of your name, and the kingdom of your Lord.
We don't know that. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the Logos of God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sin, destroyed the saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the feet of his sainted disciple and holy apostle, and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostle to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sins upon the earth and to bind and do it every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat you for the love of mankind, your servant, my father, my brethren, and my weakness. Those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and load every bond of our sin, that if we have committed any sin against you, or through anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, of inheritance, O Master, who know the weakness of men, as a good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant us forgiveness for our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us, and all your people, fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy good will. For you are a good, the God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the worship unto you, with your good Father, the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, which is one, is with you now, and then all time, in the ages of ages. Amen. Make us also to pray thankfully our Father who art in heaven.
Father David, the prophet, the king, may bless him. May you upon us all. Amen.